This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 6:20 this morning, Jimmy Johnson on the Hall of Fame announcement, getting surprised live on Fox at halftime of the Packers and the Seahawks game. So that's Jimmy J at 6:20, Michael Irvin at 8:20 on your home of America's team. Glad you're waking up with us. Thank you, 6 a.m. Club, for turning it on, leaving it on. Other Cowboys news and notes. John Gruden with a surprising move yesterday in Oakland. He fired Brenston Buckner as the D-line coach and replaced him with Rod Marinelli. Now, under Buckner, the Raiders improved from 13 sacks in 2018, 13 sacks, to 32 this past season, and from 30th against the run to number 8. So I never would have expected that from the Raiders defense, but Buckner is out and Rod Marinelli is in. Just keep Rod away from the draft room, right? Because Mike Mayock and John Gruden surprisingly have drafted well, or at least many analysts and experts say that they had some hits in their last draft. And let Mike Mayock pick the players and just let Rod Marinelli coach them up front, because the Cowboys under Rod Marinelli's watch, I think we did have some seasons where we overachieved, but we did not have enough talent up front. It was always like these, lunch pail guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, your scrappers and all your little nicknames. And the reason you come up with all these different nicknames is because you're not good enough to have your own name stand for itself most of the time. So it seemed like Rod was always in there trying to get his fit, and it wasn't enough talent.
Not sure how Rod's defensive philosophy of try not to turn them over and just keep everything in front of you will work against Patrick Mahomes picking them apart. Then again, what defense does work against Patrick Mahomes? None.
Well, Rod, remember, he became famous because of his Tampa Bay defense. Mm-hmm. And Jason Garrett probably loved that straight up style. We don't have to scheme. We don't have to blitz because we can beat you straight up with our talent. Well, who did Rod Marinelli have on that defense?
Well, it was Sapp and Brooks and Lynch and Barber. and Rice.
McFarland, maybe. That may have come after, but Simeon Rice, along with, one of the greatest defenses of all time. So Rod's like, yeah, we'll just go ahead and beat you straight up.
I could beat you straight up with that team, too.
You got a quick twitch. Boom. There you go.
Quick twitch.
So Rod Marinelli goes to the Raiders. Leighton Vander Esch underwent surgery to repair the nerve issue in his neck.
That just sounds like...
That's a scary sentence.
Yes, that just sounds like it's not a good surgery to have. I got a nerve issue in the neck. I don't have surgery to repair my nerve.
Cowboys are hopeful that Leighton will be available during the team's offseason program and is expected to return well before training camp. Missed the final 7 games last year. Didn't it just feel like 4?
Yeah.
Like maybe 3? He missed the final 7 games last year. And my physician friend, who's an expert in this field, I keep sending him. He's been telling me it's scary with Vander Esch. Vander Esch is going to be shut down. And I sent this to him last night. He said it's a degenerative condition. Peyton Manning had 3 of these types of surgeries the same way before he had a cervical fusion.
Yeah, he had that spinal fusion thing.
And it really depends on how much weakness he has. So that's what Doc says. So we'll see what happens with Vander Esch.
Good thing, scary. Good thing for Vander Esch. He doesn't have to grip and throw a football, right, if you have that nerve issue.
Well, he's got to lower his neck and
lower it.
Hit people.
Yeah.
Like a car crash.
Right. So that's the downside. The good side is to hold the football and throw it with velocity. But that's scary. Because you start having those spinal fusions, and, man, it just sounds like those are injuries. And what we're seeing now with Kuechly and Gronk and Willis and other guys, they don't want to put up with it. Andrew Luck, you've made a lot of money. You never have to work again. Your kids probably don't have to work or have, you know, have a whole lot to worry about. How much do you really want to go through? And I think that's a question that everyone's going to have to ask at some point. Every player is going to have to ask themselves.
I love how desperate the massholes are getting to cover the Tom Brady story. WEEI reporting this yesterday. I love this sentence. I love this quote. The Tom Brady suite at Gillette Stadium has been cleaned out. And it's not just some end of season clean, apparently. It's more detailed than that. Here's the quote from WEEI. The Brady suite at Gillette, where Giselle has been known to watch her husband play football, has been cleaned out. But it would appear by those who are in the know that it has been cleaned out in a way that perhaps has never been cleaned out before.
Oh, no.
I love that. The suite has been cleaned out in a way, maybe, that it's never been cleaned before. They used Windex.
Windex and Formula 409.
They've never done that before.
And they got Zero Res to take care of the carpet in there and the upholstery.
They vacuumed up all the little hairs in the bathroom. They've left them before in the little cracks.
There's also the option that they're remodeling the suite. They had to clean the whole thing out. You never know.
Or that there's not a way to determine whether it's as clean
as ever before.
Previous years.
Because I guarantee you the Boston Globe or whatever has never gone into that suite postseason and checked the cleanliness of the suite.
That's what we do, stupid.
Who got in there to report that? That's what I want to know. Like, how would Fish have gone about this?
Well, you know, I had my sources at the King of Cleans, and they came in there.
No, while practice is going on, Fish is like going and sitting in Tom and Giselle's suite playing Words with Friends, and he's like, huh, I never really noticed this.
Oh, this upholstery's very clean. Smells wonderful.
Yeah. So there's the breaking news out of Boston, the Tom Brady. And then, of course, they'll be able to pump their chests if and when Tom Brady leaves. In addition to Luke Kuechly stunning everyone by retiring yesterday out of Carolina at the age of 28. By the way, I know that you'll be stunned to hear that I have a Panther source in Carolina. And it's solid enough that I feel comfortable reading it.
All right.
On the radio.
Let's hear your Western Carolina source.
Kuechly was contemplating retirement due to concussions, but the Matt Rhule hire confirmed him quitting, along with the organization telling him it's basically now a rebuild. And Cam won't be back unless it's on the cheap. So look for total turnover in Carolina. The part that jumps out, of course, right there is Cam Newton. They would move up. First off, Cam is on the cheap. That's number one. But number two, what's he going to have to do? Take even more of a pay cut? Or is Cam going to say, hey, it's time to up my salary a little bit? He's still in the 20s, not in the 30s. He's still in the 20s for quarterback salary. So this would mean that Matt Rhule goes in and says, we need to start all over. Scary. Where's your quarterback? Unless you believe in Troy's guy for a second, Kyle Allen. And then Joe Brady leaves LSU yesterday to become the new OC for a rebuild and no Cam Newton. Of course, that doesn't fit what Joe Brady has learned. Cam Newton doesn't, right? Because Joe Brady came from the Sean Payton school, and Sean has been nothing but drop back, throw it, professional, absolutely, you know, not college scheme. So that makes sense. Joe Brady, why would he leave what he just put in at LSU for Cam Newton?
Because he loves Will Greer?
Maybe.
Could be. You never, or Kyle Allen?
Maybe.
You know, this is interesting. I tell you, the best case scenario for Matt Rhule is to be able to blame it on Cam Newton. Have Cam come back. If he plays bad, it's Cam's fault. Oh, Cam's not healthy, yada, yada, yada. But if the owner's involved and the owner is down with a complete rebuild, then Matt Rhule has gotten himself a longer leash, like a long leash. If they are down and they are coming in, completely tearing this thing down, and if they completely tear it down and they're willing to trade guys and picks, which I don't know, if you're going to tear it down, why would you trade picks away? Maybe the Joe Burrow trade to Cincinnati is in play.
Average salary, Cam Newton is where on the quarterback list?
19th.
18th.
Ooh.
Good guess. 20.7. That's cheap.
That's very cheap.
He's behind Eli, Foles, Flacco, Alex Smith, Derek Carr, behind all those different guys. So that's the latest out of Carolina. And then Luke Kuechly retired, but so did Antonio Gates. Now, I didn't even realize Antonio Gates did not play last year, but and maybe we do this a little later on. I was when he was playing, it was Gonzalez, Gates, Witten in whatever order you wanted. Gonzalez would be one. And I think a lot of people, especially here, would put Witten number two. But I went and looked at some of the numbers.
Yeah.
And right now, off the top of your head, without looking at the numbers, how would you put Gates versus Witten?
Well, I mean, you can't argue that Gates wasn't a better pass catcher. Gates was a better receiver.
Okay.
Jason's whole thing that when in his prime, he was a complete tight end. He was a very good blocker. Now, that ended. And that ended well before anybody really paid attention to it ended.
Roy, Gates or Witten, off the top of your head, all-time tight end, who would you put higher on the list?
Witten for longevity, Gates for the higher top end.
10 years. You get someone for 10 years.
I'll take Gates.
Okay, because I think that would surprise and stun a lot of people. Antonio Gates gets forgotten. Like, yeah. Jason Witten, going into Canton, Jason Witten, you know, the Tom Landry of these Cowboys, a top five, you know, NFL person that Jerry Jones has ever known. Here are the numbers. They each played 16 years. I thought Jason would have him beat there, right? And Antonio didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
Catches, Jason's got him by a ton. It's 1215 to 955. Yards, Jason, 13,000 basically, and Gates, 12,000. It's 11.8 to 12.9. But touchdowns, Gates is 116. That's number one amongst tight ends.
Wow.
And Witten's 72. So yard, and then yards per catch. I did that for you, RJ. 12.4 for Gates, 10.7 for Jason. So just a little comparison. Maybe we'll throw that out there a little bit later on. If anyone would take Antonio Gates in Dallas, Fort Worth, on the home of the Cowboys, Gates over Witten.
Yeah, they're just like I said, they're just so different. Like, Gates and Gonzalez were the first Gronk. They were the tight end that was the wide receiver. They were the tight end that was the extra receiver. And, yeah, obviously Jason played he did play his entire career under the Bill Parcells, Jason Garrett-type offense, where Parcells still thinks Mark Bavaro was a good tight end. And, you know, Jason obviously was rather archaic.
Vote on it if you can on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. By the way, Gates, 4-game suspension for PEDs. So keep that in mind. Everyone forgot that, too. I had to go look it up just to double-check yesterday. Alex Cora is out. Not just A.J. Hinch. Alex Cora is out as Red Sox manager after coordinating a lot of the cheating and the banging in Houston. We'll see what happens with Carlos Beltran. Last night on the nosebleed seats, Torrey Hunter, DFW's very own, came on, and he was asked about these punishments.
Usually if Roger Clemens was on the mound, he'll hit you with the pitch and leave you a tattoo of the emblem of Major League Baseball on your ribs. We used to police ourselves, so if we heard something like that or saw a coach or a player second given signs, the players always police themselves, and that's why you saw some of those fights in the past and guys getting hit by pitches, because we policed ourselves, and they're no longer doing that anymore. So you have to, you know, throw those punishments out there. And I think they're harsh, but I think it's necessary.
But the difference here is no one picked up on it, right?
No one did. Well,
the opposing team didn't recognize the garbage can banging and say, hey, they're cheating us right here.
The White Sox pitcher did. Remember that? That was a game. That was the game that
Jack McDowell.
John Boy is the guy that blew this whole thing up on Twitter. Remember that Twitter guy? And
oh, yeah.
He had the video where the White Sox pitcher, after he heard the banging a couple of times, called the catcher out, so we need to change our signs. He did pick up on it, but then, like, I don't think he realized it anymore. And nothing happened over the time. So, like, one guy literally figured it out. Other than that, nothing. Nothing. And he's right. Like, they would have policed it, but nobody knew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.